We're getting new information about the 16-year-old from Fayetteville who was taken to Kentucky by a 35-year-old man.
Her grandma kicked her out.
We'll tell you about the charges Zachary Jones faces.
The countdown for WRAL First Night Raleigh is on. Coming up, we'll tell you what you can expect before that acorn drops at midnight.
Temperatures are still dropping. What the first few hours of 2024 will feel like. Plus, who could see a stray shower this evening?
Right now, it's 7 o'clock, an interview we did not expect tonight. The man accused of luring a teenager from Fayetteville to Kentucky is speaking about the ordeal for the first time from jail. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. Zachary Jones faces dozens of charges in this case, including sex crimes, after the 16-year-old was rescued from underneath a trap door in his home. Chris Lovingood is in the WRAL Live Center. Chris, his story, his account is very different.
Oh, it's very different, Ashley and Dan. I mean, this right here is, again, a photo of him. This is on our website, our top story there, 34-year-old Zachary Jones. Again, he is accused of imprisoning that 16-year-old from Fayetteville. Now, he claims he met her online and was told that she was 18. He says he traveled to North Carolina to help her. But mind you, this is a 16-year-old girl we're talking about. Authorities in Kentucky say she had drugs in her system when they found her. And she says that she and Jones were doing cocaine and marijuana at one point. But as far as her being found beneath that trapdoor, here's Zachary Jones' take on that.
She hid on her own free will. She was actually in the bed when the officers first come in there. Her grandma kicked her out. She didn't appear to be that age. She had all kinds of piercings.
Now, he is facing a lot of charges. I can't read all of them. I'll read some. We're talking about strangulation, assault, and imprisonment, but not kidnapping. And WRAL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays spoke to that girl's family, and they want to know, why not kidnapping?
Well, what we've learned from the close relative is that the missing 16-year-old is originally from the St. Louis area. She recently moved to Fayetteville to be with her grandmother and developed a relationship with Jones, who came to Fayetteville and took her back to Kentucky.
The investigation into the disappearance of the 16-year-old started when her grandmother called 911 on December 6th and said the teenager was missing from her Fayetteville home. According to an incident report from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office in Kentucky, 34-year-old Zachary Jones met the girl in Fayetteville and took her to his home in Kentucky. A close relative of the teenager told me she spoke with the girl while she was with Jones, who lied about his age and wouldn't let her go.
She told me that the guy tried to kill her and he strangled her, and she got away from him and went to the mom's house and told the mom what happened.
Deputies in Lincoln County were called by his mother after he and the teenager started fighting Christmas Day. That's when they discovered the girl in Jones's home under a trap door in the floor covered by a rug.
From what I understand, it was a cut hole that was covered by a rug in the floor. So I'm not sure if it has this. I don't think it had a sophisticated trap door. At this time, there's no reason to believe there's any other victims that could have been there. It's just an isolated incident at this time.
Jones faces a slew of charges, including rape, strangulation, and terroristic threatening of a minor. The relative I spoke with this morning is concerned that Jones has not been charged with kidnapping.
Yeah, I do believe, you know, he did kidnap her because he lured her and lied to her, and then he had her in the trap door of his floor, you know. He beat the crap out of her. I consider that kidnapping.
So the relative with whom I spoke has confirmed that the 16-year-old is here back in Fayetteville getting treatment. Right now, no charges are pending against Jones here in Cumberland County, but this is an ongoing investigation, and that might soon change. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WRAL News.
The details are just so sad and disturbing. We will, of course, continue to follow this story and any new developments in the case. You can find all of our coverage at WREL.com.
Tonight, a 6-year-old girl is in grave condition, and a driver is facing charges after a child was hit by a car in Cary. This unfolded before noon on Walnut Street, right next to R.S. Dunham Park. Police shutting down that road for hours while they investigated today. The 6-year-old was rushed to Wake Med. 50-year-old Andrew Everett is charged now with careless and reckless driving.
Rescue crews will resume the search for a boater missing on the Cape Fear River tomorrow after a full day of searching failed to turn up anything. Five people set out yesterday afternoon from Letts Landing. All five ended up in the water just a half mile after they took off. after encountering rough water and strong currents. 60 people from multiple agencies are helping in the search both on land and in the water. Water levels are 5 to 7 feet higher than usual, though, after recent rain. And about 50 miles down the Cape Fear River, people are also dealing with high water. A flood warning is in effect for part of Cumberland and Bladen counties. Officials expect water levels at the William O. Husk Dam to rise above flood stage today. County officials are asking people to take precautions as people are already reporting faster-moving water and submerged docks. The flood warning is in effect through New Year's Eve.
Police are trying to figure out who shot a man in Durham today. This was the scene. This is Hill Grand Drive. It was just before noon. That's where officers found a man with gunshot wounds. He was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries, of course. Police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. Wake County is seeing a startling increase in fatal crashes. Just last night, two accidents claimed two lives. In 2018, Wake County saw 65 fatalities in 59 crashes. You fast forward now, just 4 years later, in 2022, it had 118 fatalities and 110 crashes. In 2022, there were a total of 25 fatalities and 23 fatal crashes where the officer noted speed was a factor. 45% of the fatal crashes were caused by not wearing seatbelts. The DOT says common sense and some awareness are crucial.
You're basically the pilot of a 3-ton guided missile down the highway, and that's going to require every acuity that you've got.
The DOT says last year, driving while impaired claimed the lives of 448 people in our state.
Local agencies are issuing warnings about the dangers of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve. It can turn deadly. It has in our area in the last couple of years. That's why one local town is cracking down with a plan to curb it. Rocky Mount Police will use ShotSpotter technology to locate people firing guns on the holiday. They say extra patrols will be out, ready to respond. They remind people any bullet shot from a gun, even into the sky, must land somewhere. The risk of injury or death is significant. We are tracking some lingering showers across our area, not everywhere, and those are pushing out. And then the big story is the dropping temperatures. We're going to see some freezing temperatures to start your New Year's Eve weekend. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with our weekend details, Kat.
It's going to be cooling down into the 50s, but at least we're not going to see the rain. We have had some showers tonight that have moved through the triangle. They are dissipating as they continue to move east, and that's why I only had a chance of rain through 8 o'clock in the forecast. But right now, we're seeing the rain clear out of Granville County, moving toward Vance County and part of Franklin County. We'll continue to see this activity sweep to the east. Not much else out there on the dual Doppler 5000 radar, so we will continue to dry out, but this system is going to continue to move east and the cooler air will follow, enough so to even see some snow in the higher elevations of the North Carolina mountains. We're not expecting that here locally, but we're going to dip down into the 50s for the weekend. 51 on Saturday, 55 for New Year's Eve. It ends up being a beautiful day if you have plans outside on Sunday, but we will see temperatures cool to about 40 degrees at midnight. I'll have a closer look at your town-by-town lows for the coming nights coming up.
Okay, Kat, we'll layer up that night. Thank you. The countdown is on to WRAL First Night Raleigh, 2 days away.
This is the largest New Year's Eve celebration in Eastern North Carolina. It is always a blast. WRAL's Heidi Kirk spent the day in downtown where organizers are in that home stretch of preparation.
I'm new to the city, but I've been hearing things about WRAL First Night Raleigh pretty much since I moved here. Now, just days from now, these streets are going to be flooded with tens of thousands of people here for that event. Take a look at your screens. You're going to see some footage from years past. Here's what you can expect. The event starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday. There will be musical performances, children's activities, all leading up to the big acorn drop at midnight. There will also be 6 indoor events, and tickets for that are on sale now. We spoke with the creative director for WRAL First Night Raleigh, who says the event brings energy downtown.
It's going to feel like all of Raleigh is here, and then all their friends from everywhere else in North Carolina have come with them. It is just this incredibly energetic scene, and that's what we love about it, because no matter what you're doing on first night, everybody wants to end up at the Acorn Drop. It's so popular, we do it twice.
Now, if you've been here in years past, you'll probably remember that Ferris wheel. It actually goes right here, and don't worry, it's going to be back this year. They're actually putting it up tomorrow around 9 a.m.
Heidi Kirk, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And so it begins, and we are your home for WRAL First Night Raleigh. If you want to watch from your couch, yay, we invite you to do so. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through midnight, and that acorn drop and the beautiful fireworks that follow. You can also watch the acorn drop on WRAL. That's going to be right after Sunday night football.
I got to tell you, the Ferris wheel, the idea of having the Ferris wheel going, all the beautiful lights, and then the music going on as well, that sounds pretty magical.
A sea of people.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Still ahead, some big names are ready to take wagers when mobile sports betting begins in our state. We'll explain where things stand and which companies are betting on sports fans here.
Plus, as we prepare to ring in 2024, we are looking back at some of our most talked about topics of the year. We go in depth one more time before we say goodbye to 2023. Well, here we are. Synchronize your watches. It's the last in-depth segment of 2023. For the last few weeks, we've been revisiting a few of our most talked about topics of the year. We dug into the inbox and revisited some of your feedback and questions about serious stuff. Things like the Moore County substation attack, the NCAA and everything happening with college sports, the housing market. But look, it's a Friday night. 2023 is almost through. So let's end things on a lighter note. Tonight, we want to go in-depth on the three Bs. No, this isn't The Office. I'm not talking about Dwight Schrute. This isn't a segment about Bears, Beats, and Battlestar Galactica. That would be fun. But no, this instead is a segment about our three Bs. Bojangles, Burials, and Bourbon in Space. Let's start with fried chicken biscuits, shall we? Remember back in June when the CEO of Bojangles said he'd like to get, quote, out of the chicken business. Bojangles lifers could not believe this, that the fast food chain would stray from bone-in chicken. And I know this because you all emailed me about it. Deborah wrote, Bojangles should remember their roots and what they're famous for. Tom said, if they do away with bone-in chicken, I predict their downfall. And Chelsea wrote, Bojangles, sorry, but who really cares? Chelsea, clearly a Popeyes person. Either way, Bojangles talked about this streamlined menu over the summer they're going to have, and they followed through with it. They opened more than 30 new locations this year. One opened in Canton, Ohio. Here's a look at the menu. Biscuits, tenders, the typical fixins, but no boned-in chicken. Okay, we found the same in San Antonio. It's not just this streamlined menu they're doing. Bojangles is also experimenting a bit. They tried chicken wings in South Carolina and even hot dogs in Tennessee. No bones in those either, I assume. I should remind you that Bojangles will remain Bojangles here in our area. They are keeping the bone in chicken for now anyway. But as you know, things change. Nothing lasts forever. Which is also a concept we explored in depth over Halloween when Durham announced the expansion of Green Burials, taking us down an internet rabbit hole of burial options. It inspired an email from Charles, who asked, just wanted to know if anyone allows traditional Viking funerals. Yes, Charles, you can be buried at sea, but that's not what you're talking about, is it? I don't think so. We looked into this. I think he's talking about one of those Viking funerals we see in movies where someone puts the body on a boat and they shove it out to sea and then some amazing marksman shoots a flaming arrow at a perfect arc and it lands. It's the way you want to go out. But it turns out it's illegal in the United States, unfortunately. Though we did find something similar that is legal. Funeral pyres. You can't burn a body on a boat, but you can in the middle of nowhere on the land. Just one place, though, actually allows this. They call it an outdoor cremation. It's in Crestone, Colorado. The company that does it there even has a website, you see here. They charge between $500 and $800, which is actually kind of a deal. The cost of regular cremation in North Carolina is as much as $5,000. But look, those aren't your only options. There's tons of stuff to do. We explored a lot of them in depth, like the Texas company that will shoot your remains into space, bringing us now to our third B, bourbon in space. A company in Durham asked for lawmakers to put tax cuts into the state budget to make it cheaper for the people who want to buy whiskey that's been aged in space. One bottle of space-aged bourbon from Mystic Farm and Distillery will cost you about $75,000. Of course, we can't gouge those people with taxes. Since we first talked about this, the distillery started taking some orders. So it'll cost you $15,000 up front, kind of a down payment. In exchange, you get what's called an NFT. That's a non-fungible token. Now, these aren't those weird digital pictures that your Bitcoin buddy recommended as a long-term investment back in 2021. No, this is basically a super specific digital receipt that's unique only to you and impossible to counterfeit. The distillery then goes on to talk about shipping you what they call a cold wallet and getting codes from Etherscan. And you're probably going, Dan, this is over. What are you talking about? It's over my head, which I completely understand. Maybe it's possible that we're just not in the market for $75,000 space whiskey. Instead, I recommend a nice cheap bottle of Old Forester, buy a telescope or something. Either way, it wraps up now our in-depth in 2023. And we have so much more to talk about in the new year, including cost of living, the governor's race, city council resolutions, campaign ads, property taxes. The list is, it's on and on and on forever. Tell me the questions you have about these very important topics, the things happening to you in our community. Let me know what you want us to dig into now in this new year. Your feedback, your conversations, they drive this segment as they should. This is your segment on your station. Let's start talking and go in depth.
And it is one of the best segments at WRAL. Hey, the biggest names in mobile sports betting are hoping to do business in North Carolina. FanDuel, DraftKings, ESPN Bet, BetMGM, Fanatics are among seven operators to submit applications to take wagers in North Carolina when mobile sports betting begins. The seven companies will be allowed to accept bets on the still-to-be-decided go-live date in the state. Applications are still being accepted, and the state can have as many as a dozen operators. Mobile sports betting could begin sometime in March, though the Lottery Commission has until June to officially launch it. Let's send things over to meteorologist Kat Campbell. Kat, today is Friday, the last weekend of 2023. What should people be wearing if they're going to head out tonight?
Jackets. I was just looking at some of our cameras, and Chapel Hill is packed with people outside. Everybody had their jackets for the most part. 37 already in Roxborough, 44 in Durham and Raleigh, 45 in Fayetteville, and 48 degrees in Rocky Mount. Temperatures continue to cool tonight. We're going to be back below freezing tomorrow morning. 29 in Roxborough, 30 in Durham, 32 Raleigh, 33 in Fayetteville, Clinton, and Goldsboro. Let's take a look at tomorrow night into Sunday morning, though. 29 in Rocky Mount and South Hill, 26 in Roxborough, 28 Durham, 31 in Raleigh and Fayetteville on Sunday morning. So it'll be a cold start to your New Year's Eve. But during the afternoon, we've got lots of sunshine. We're going to warm up into the mid-50s. It ends up being a pretty nice day as long as you are dressed for 55-degree weather in Raleigh and Rocky Mount, 56 in Fayetteville, 43 in Boone, and 55 in Wilmington. Monday, temperatures don't budge too much here locally, but we are going to see an increase in cloud cover, and that comes with a very small chance of a quick passing shower. It's just not looking significant for us. Outside tonight, a live look from Jimmy V's, where this area is going to be packed with people celebrating WRAL first night rally on Sunday. 7 o'clock is the kids' acorn drop, should be around 47 at that time. And then for the big midnight acorn drop, as we ring in 2024, about 40 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Town by town, midnight temperatures should be in the 30s and 40s across the area. It's going to be a chilly start to the new year. Looking ahead at our 7-day forecast, we've got some nice weather ahead. The best chance for rain looks like it's going to come Wednesday night into Thursday of next week. Low temperatures are in the 30s most mornings, the exception 29 by next Wednesday morning, and high temperatures stay in the low to mid 50s, nice and seasonal for this time of year.
Great weather for that to holiday Monday. Thanks, Kat.
Oh, yeah. Still ahead, a local startup is focusing on manufacturing seafood from fish shells. If you've never heard of that, don't worry. We'll explain the reason why and the support they're getting to do it.
Steps are being taken to protect a popular bald eagle that calls the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher home.
They're relocating Maverick from its open-air exhibit to a temporary habitat to protect him from bird flu. Caretakers say cases have been popping up among wild birds in eastern North Carolina. The aquarium's bald eagle has not shown any symptoms, which is good, but they want to keep it that way. It's unclear when Maverick will return to his exhibit. This is so interesting. There's a startup focused on manufacturing seafood from fish cells, and it's getting a big boost.
Atlantic Fish Co. says it has secured a $100,000 loan from the NC Biotech Center. The company's cultivated protein technology, as it's called, it's touted as clean and ethical, real seafood free of plastics, mercury, and antibiotics. Atlantic Fish launched in 2020 with a mission to ensure food security sustainably.
The science behind food nowadays, it's remarkable.
A Chatham County man celebrating a big lottery win to start the new year.
Not bad. Congrats. Nicholas Parker's $5 Carolina Panthers scratch-off scored him $200,000. He bought it at a Sheetz in Fuquay Arena. Parker claimed his $142,000 cash prize today. Got a big check there. Two $200,000 prizes from the Panthers scratch-off game have not been claimed yet, so hey, check your tickets. You could be the lucky winner.
That always fascinates me, just that there is so much money sitting in someone's living room, just untouched.
In the couch cushions.
No idea. Exactly.
Oh, boy. So our crews found people buying their Powerball tickets this morning.
The jackpot has climbed to nearly $800 million. You can watch the drawing live on WREL tomorrow night, right before our 11 o'clock news.
You know what? It would be. I would not mind kicking off 2024 with just a couple hundred million.
Just a quick couple hundred million. No problem.
Well, good luck to all of you at home.
Thanks for making WREL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. We'll see you back here on WREL for our news at 11. Shot at Chapel Hill, looking nice tonight.
Watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.